2022 at the Stern Mazda Championship presented by Goodyear. In third place, or winning the expert class, which is 30 years and above, is Larry Pecker from Columbus, Ohio, driving the number 72 AIM Autosport, Foremost Insurance, Tampa Bay Jaw Surgery Mazda. In third place overall is Tatiana Cordelone from Bogota, Colombia, driving the number 10 Juncos Racing JAC Motors Mazda. In second place is Nick Andries from St. Petersburg, Florida, driving the number 81 Team Pilfrey Lithionics Battery GS10 Brake Fluid Trademark Garage Floor Mazda. And winning today's race is Tristan Vautier from Grenoble, France, driving the number 5 JDC Motorsports. Moulin TP, Sissibon, Cirque du Lacay, Club de la Pointe Terrasse. Well, congratulations to all three. Let's start real quickly with Larry. Larry, you've given up two wheels and gone to four. Can you give us a little bit of an insight of what it's like to be coming from AMA Superbikes and something that you've been dominating for a while? And you've got your new ride for 2011 on the BMW. What's it like driving a four-wheel Mazda car?
Well, for sure. I mean, it's a lot different. Obviously, I'm learning. I had a really good time every time I do this. I don't have a lot of pressure on me, but you know, me and Walt were the only guy in our club, in my class, so I won that. I'm much happier that I finished eighth with all the kids. Basically, that was kind of my goal, to get up there and get a race with some of them, which I got to. So I had a good time. Like I said, the Tampa Bay Jaw Surgery guys are the reason I get to do this. And maybe if I keep getting better, I'll do some car racing when I quit racing motorcycles. But right now, the motorcycles pay the bill.
Okay, guys. We do have a driver's that's going to happen, so we'll have to make this somewhat on the quick side. Tatiana, congratulations. It's the first podium for you. It was a hell of a race. It was a nice battle that you had also with your teammate. Can you talk us through a little bit the last lap pass that you had with your teammate coming into the checker?
Yeah, I'm really happy because I've been working really hard through the preseason, and that last lap was amazing because, well, the car was really difficult to drive. We had understeer but also sometimes oversteer, so I think we missed the corner a little bit and I just
break deep and fast,
so it was a really good race.
Well, we're all in the Stern Mazda Championship. We're proud of the effort that you did. It was a good wheel-to-wheel battle. Just to speed this up a little bit, Nick Andries, was a hell of a run for you. You qualified P9, and you and Tatiana had an excellent race wheel-to-wheel. You finally got her in the closing stages, but rolling off of the last race at St. Pete, you guys had a little bit of a run-in together. Was there anything going through your mind about how close you guys thought you might be able to race?
No, the last wasn't her fault. And there's been a lot of ups and downs since last week. P9's not preferable, but we made it work, and it was a really good drive.
Congratulations. And our winner for today, Tristan Vautier, and now you grabbed the lead in the points battle. You pretty much had an uneventful race. What was it like from the cockpit?
I knew track was going to be really demanding on tires, so in the like 10 first laps, I really decided to, you know, like have a good pace, but not try and push too hard to make the gap, just to save the tires, because I knew these 2 or 3 tenths slower will make a big difference by the end, because my tires will be better. And then I started to make the gap and just decided to drive clean and not slide the car too much, to just keep it consistent. And yeah, the JDC car was awesome. Like, the guys did a real good job this weekend. We had a really good car, and I hope we can keep doing the same all year long. We're gonna keep pushing and keep improving.
Okay, last question so we can give the room back to the IndyCar guys. We're coming off of a permanent road course, and obviously the street race that we had at St. Pete. Now we're going into three ovals. Any thoughts? How's your confidence level? Obviously this is your second year in the series. Any plans going into the oval races?
I mean, it's my second year, but I still have a lot to learn on the oval. So of course the goal is to score good results and good points, but I really want to keep learning them. We got only 2 races on ovals last year, so I'm gonna keep learning and try and work well with Rick Cameron and the guys and get good setups on the car, good driving, and keep going fast.
Okay, guys, we won't do any questions from the floor. Thank you for using the room. Congratulations, drivers.
Thank you.